34, no tax.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Jane Steinberg.
Hey neighbors, before we return to the goings-on at the International UFO Conference near Fountain Hills, Arizona, I wanted to invite you to become a subscriber to the Paracast newsletter. All you've got to do is go to newsletter.theparacast.com. That's newsletter.theparacast.com. You'll get the updated show schedule each and every week, plus information about future episodes, and one of my fearless commentaries about various paranormal issues, and sometimes you'll have an editorial there by a guest writer. In the past, we've had Stanton Friedman, Paul Kimball, and others. Once again, it's the official Paracast newsletter, and one more thing, it's free. That's right, you don't pay for it. All you have to do to get a free subscription is go to newsletter.theparacast.com. Once again, that's newsletter.theparacast.com, and that's for the Paracast newsletter. Now we return to the International UFO Conference. With Gene and Chris, we have Peter Robbins joining us, author of Left at Eastgate. But we're going to discuss the topic of disclosure, because you were part of this award-winning film, of which our own Chris O'Brien was a part of. And we were talking about what Chris can do with that award, because it's so thin and long, and what kind of purposes it might serve. Because he said he's going to have it point backwards. Because the face is, it's not like Oscar, has kind of a, Oscar doesn't have that pretty a face, does it?
No, it doesn't have a face. There's no features.
No face, no features. Well, okay, this has a face, it has a features. Disclosure.
Yeah. First, let me just say thank you for the compliment, but I am the co-author of Left at Eastgate. Yeah. The real force behind it is Larry Warren, who was an American Air Force security police officer, who was an eyewitness to part of the events, and who was the man who blew the whistle on the event. Disclosure.
Very bravely, too.
Yes, indeed.
All right, let's talk about disclosure.
Yes.
In what form, what shape, manner, or form would you expect that disclosure might take if it happens?
Well, number one, the process is ongoing now with several dozen countries having released certain material, information sources like the Paracast, other more responsible aspects of the media who are doing their best to educate people. If you're talking about disclosure as the American government releasing information, I have to agree with my dear friend and soul brother, Richard Dolan, that the government will never willingly do it, and disclosure is inevitable. Now, whether it comes in the form of, we would have said in the old analog days, a Daniel Ellsberg Pentagon Papers type release, or now a Julian Assange if he doesn't drop off the edge of the earth into a dark hole.
You think that's going to happen with him?
Well, not necessarily, okay. But I am concerned for him. WikiLeaks is a new phenomenon, and the fact is if there was a huge information dump on there and it got viral, that would serve as well. I also feel that while I understand and applaud the enthusiasm of chapters of disclosure, so to say, all over the world, of dear people I've met in so many countries, that what are we pushing for exactly in that? And as we had a fascinating panel the other night on who are the aliens. The distinguished hypnotherapist Yvonne Smith was our moderator. It was myself, Whitley Strieber, Ann Strieber, Stephen Greer. And there are a number of different points of view put forward. In response to something that Steve said relative to getting it out there in the movement, for me, I'm much more circumspect, because once you start the process in earnest, do you just dump it and let it sort itself out? Let's remember, we're in a vacuum here. There are 1,000 people in this hotel complex. Most of us are fairly ready, or so we feel. But have we thought through the implications for the rest of our brothers and sisters on the planet or in this country? Now, one of my major concerns is, let's say we begin with a methodical declassification. Department of Defense establishes a separate website. We do it, Her Majesty's government, the French government, the Swedes, so many countries have done over the years, and start to declassify our mid-level, low-level documents, follow it with more intense stuff, and then perhaps you know, in with big press releases and fanfare or whatever, real evidence of this other presence. Now, of course, there's a great body of irresponsible literature on this and a great body of responsible literature. Once we get into talking about this, inevitably it will lead to the abduction phenomena, which some people have positive experiences, some have negative. Then on to the hybrid phenomena. Then on to missing pregnancies and things that are extremely disturbing. The point I put forward that I discuss in a paper I wrote some years back called Politics, Religion, and Human Nature, and then the impact of a subject like this, is let's just say we're at a point where the public at large now knows that abduction, and I won't say alien abduction because I don't know they're quote-unquote aliens, I'll say UFO-related abduction, is going on. It's real, it's authentic, it has touched regular people all over the world and quite a number of extremely well-known people in high places with great power, many of whom have lived secret lives for understandable reasons because of the nature of the ridicule factor, which is so ingrained in us methodically by our media, by our government, by popular culture since the summer of 47. So,
well, we have heard, of course, that some people in show business claim to have been abducted.
Well, claim to and have been.
I like Fran Drescher.
Yes, indeed.
Her former husband.
Yeah.
Also Sammy Hagar.
Sammy Hagar.
Let me tell you, I know much bigger names. And
okay.
They are confidential, and I will never reveal them because I've been asked to, and why not? Part of it is these people live with a certain fear that they're going to be outed as the UFO-related author or painter or writer, you know, comedian, what have you. So here's my point. Now the general public is aware of this and the hybrid phenomena, and that some of these alleged hybrids, part us, part them, they don't look quite human. And if you saw them on the street, you would recoil or react. Where others apparently seem to be human enough in appearance that they could walk by on the street and you wouldn't do a double take.
That's some, how people accept me, of course.
Some of the descriptions are pale skin, you know, thin light hair, sort of mechanical in their communications, and you're sitting there at home saying, good Lord, that guy across the hall, and he reads UFO books and he doesn't talk much, and somebody shoots somebody. Let me give you a real world example. I was never prouder to be a New Yorker than in the days following 9/11. We managed ourselves very well. You cannot imagine what it was like being there at the time. And especially with our New Yorkers who were Muslims or who looked foreign or Middle Eastern or what have you, not one of them was hurt. But some months later, a bunch of, you know, drunken, nationalistic, Yahoo, wave the flag kind of guys saw a guy on the street that they identified as one of them, and they beat him to death. He was a nice Hindu man from India. And that's a conventional real-world example. This is one tiny
We had an instance like that in this part of the country, too.
Now, that, again, we're talking about something that could be much more upsetting to the public at large. And we are a country, we forget because we're here, where firearms we consider are right in most states. And in the state we're in, it's an open carry state. If you are, you know, a tough macho guy and you feel that this person might be a threat to you, and I'm not exaggerating. I mean, again, this is one tiny aspect, not to mention the impact it will have on churches, mental institutions, the stock market, the petrochemical industry. And once the process has begun, how do you manage it? How do you dig half a hole?
You can't.
So I feel this should come out. But at what rate, managed by who, what comes first, putting our human beings first.
And how do you control the message once it gets out,
to
get out? You can't control the message because suddenly our 24/7 cable culture wouldn't allow it.
And the other thing is that there are a lot of folks here that they're impatient. They want to see it in their time. It's a perfectly human thing. They also feel they've earned the right, and there are others who are involved in the movement, and this is what they're doing, and they're committed to it.
Peter Robbins, thank you for joining us for a short, brief visit on the PowerCast.
Invite me back soon, guys. We'll do a whole show.
We will indeed.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items. And entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast Jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
I need cash now to pay my bills.
Then visit 800USAMoney.com or call 800USAMoney now.
What?
Get a cash loan now. Use your valuables to get a confidential loan without credit. You don't have to sell your valuable jewelry, watches, cameras, designer bags, all those valuables in your drawers, closets, and attic. Use your valuables to get a confidential loan now.
Is this safe? Legal?
800USAMoney and 800USAMoney.com are governed by the Truth in Lending Act, the Bank Secrecy Act, and we've served more than 20,000 customers for 90 years.
Get a confidential loan on my valuables? How can I learn more?
Visit 800USAMoney.com or call 800USAMoney. Don't suffer. Get the maximum confidential loan using your valuables now with no credit needed. Visit 800USAMoney.com or call 800USAMoney.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome19.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full-time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome19.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome19.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome19.com. IncomeAtHome19.com. That's IncomeAtHome19.com.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And if you'd like to catch up on past episodes, we have hundreds of shows for you to download direct from theparacast.com. That's theparacast.com. Or check us out at iTunes.
We are still, they haven't thrown us out yet, we're still in the media room here at the International UFO Conference. And it was kind of touch and go for a while because when we arrived here, Chris and I, another TV crew who had not booked time, was finishing up and they wanted more time and they started ragging on me. How dare you? Didn't you see through the peak hole that we're doing a shoot? And I said, no, I couldn't see anything through that peak hole. So there you go. Chris, we have one more guest.
We do indeed, and it's a real pleasure to introduce to our audience Jennifer Stein, who is the executive producer and the brainchild manufacturer of the Disclosure Dialogues DVD set. And, of course, the documentary, the standalone documentary included in that set, It Could Happen Tomorrow, much to our... I don't know how to describe it. I'm still thrilled about it. It won not only the Evie Award for the Best Feature Film, but also it won the People's Choice Award.
And despite everything you did.
Despite everything I did, I had to really watch my P's and Q's and not put a slant on the project, if at all possible, and I think I managed to do that. And it's really an honor and a pleasure to have Jennifer here and to introduce her to our Paracast audience. Jennifer, welcome. And why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you actually got involved in this wonderful subject?
Well, thank you. It's a tremendous honor to be here, Chris. Thank you very much for inviting me to be on the show. I decided to attend the last international UFO conference that Bob Brown was running in Laughlin, Nevada, I think it was 2009, and I showed up as a spectator. While I was there, Danny Sheehan approached me and said, Jennifer, is there any way you could shoot an interview between myself and Richard Dolan, sort of like a dialogue where the two of us could get together and really debate about our backgrounds and our interests, Danny Sheehan, of course, being an attorney and chief counsel for the Vatican for many years, and Richard Dolan being a well-recognized authority on the UFO topic. They wanted to get together and discuss back and forth, and I said to Danny Sheehan, oh, I'm so honored to be asked, but you have to understand, I've come as a spectator. I live in Philadelphia. All my equipment is in Philadelphia. But let me just hold that thought. I'm not going to nix the potential of it. I'm certainly not going to attempt to shoot something on my little Canon still camera. But if I can get a hold of equipment, I'll try to see if I can make it happen. Shortly thereafter, Ron James walks by me, and I notice this camera because I own it. At home, I have the exact same camera. And to a camera person, as you well know, Chris, because you also shoot, your camera has to be an extension of you. You have to be intimate with it. You have to know where all the buttons and focuses are and know how to work everything, which I'm still learning on my camera, as you know. So he walks by me, and I say, oh, my God, there's my camera. Well, maybe I can introduce myself. So I immediately follow him, and I stop him, and I say, Ron, you don't really know me, but may I borrow about $70,000 worth of your equipment? And Ron turns around and says, well, like, yeah, who are you and why do you want it? And I told him what I wanted to do. And we worked out an arrangement. I basically bought another hotel room night so he could stay here, and he shot it with me. And at the end of this interview, which you could hear a pin drop, which is really the cornerstone of what developed into the Disclosure Dialogues, Ron James turned to me and said, what do you intend to do with this? And I said to Ron, I actually did this as a gift, with an intention of turning it over to Rich Dolan and Danny Sheehan for them to be able to use it as they like to get their message out. They're incredible people I have so much respect for, and I'd like to help them. And Ron said, let's do that, but let's do something bigger. Let's do a project with dialogues. It's brilliant. As a filmmaker, you and as a researcher, it's very hard to sit down a guest and know everything about their background. And the quality of the interview that you're going to get is usually based on the understanding and background that you have of their work.
Right,
so
yeah.
If you don't know something and you forget to ask a question, you're never going to get the meat of an issue. But the brilliant idea of bringing experts together that intimately know each other, that have overlap and background and research and contacts and can cross-pollinate through the interview with understanding of one another's backgrounds, you're going to get a whole new level of material that arises.
Yeah, it's really, really perfect.
So there was the birth of the project. And of course, we decided that we could somehow do something and we would attend a conference. Stephen Bassett was running the X conference on the East Coast where I live. And I said to Ron, okay, look, you've let me use all your equipment on the West Coast. I'll do the same. I'll bring all my equipment to Washington, D.C. I'll rent a hotel room. We'll move out the furniture. We'll shoot for a number of days. And then we'll adjunct into this other additional interviews we have or other pieces you have and I have. And hence birthed the project. project, yep. the Disclosure Dialogues. And without you, Chris, this project never would have happened.
Now, let me ask you a quick question here. And we don't have you for a full show here because we've done most of a full show at this point. The question I would have is, when you went into this project, did you have any expectations of the outcome of what these people would say? What do you think about disclosure, for example?
I think that official disclosure is very unlikely. I tend to agree with Peter and some of the other experts, Rich Dolan. But on the other hand, I think the disclosure is happening and also has happened. It depends on who you are, what document you're willing to look at, what background you have. You have so many archived, legitimate pilots, government people. I mean, just look at Leslie Keene's book. It's evident that we are having engagement. And disclosure happens one-on-one. One person on a deathbed finally releases his information or gives it to his wife and says, on my death, please, you know, send this to Stanton Friedman or send this to, you know, the boys doing Roswell research. Or as people gradually decide that they're willing to release their own information, just then they're making disclosure. So
we have to assume here that there is something to disclose, that the government has a sufficient amount of guilty knowledge and at least for the time being, a sufficient control over the people who know that information to keep it hidden.
Well, that's one way to look at it. Let me pose a question back.
Okay.
If you were the President of the United States...
I probably wouldn't know a darn thing.
You probably wouldn't know anything, but even if you did, say if you were head of the armed forces or head of the CIA or something like that, would you want to reveal to the American public that there are multiple races potentially engaging our, you know, human species around the world, often engaged with nuclear weaponry, rendering it inert, and isn't that a national security threat? And
if I knew that, yes, it would be. Yes.
I think that could be very dangerous information. Well, there's so many people who have stepped forward to tell that story. The Rendlesham Forest event, which Peter Robbins and Larry Warren wrote the book on.
Right.
The Fated Giant book by Robert Salas. I mean, here's a captain of the military in Maelstrom Air Force Base, has his missile go down. He's finally decided to step forward. So there you have disclosure on a one-to-one basis.
Incremental.
It's very incremental.
It's just little baby steps as we go through history. I tend to agree with the assertion that the government obviously knows much more than we do. That's why they're much more confused and why they can't allow that confusion to in any way undermine their control that they have over the population and the subject.
With Gene and Chris, we're talking to Jennifer Stein. We're talking about the germination of this award-winning film. As always, you're in
the Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's L-E-M-K-E Soft.com. LemkeSoft.com. L-E-M-K-E Soft.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TERRAGANIX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
Of course, Chris does such a credible job of saying the Paracast that we are able to continue in that venture. We're at the International UFO Conference outside of Scottsdale, Arizona. We are with Jennifer Stein. Earlier we had Bryce Staple, we had Peter Robbins, and we're bringing it full circle, discussing disclosure. Chris, pick up on this.
Well, Jennifer, just to remind our listeners, this wonderful project, the Disclosure Dialogues, is a 5-DVD set, and it features some of the top experts in ufology discussing with each other one-on-one this very controversial topic that we've been discussing, disclosure. So you feel, based on what I'm hearing, that disclosure is already happening, but you don't. Do you feel that there's some sort of smoking gun body of data that the government is holding on to, or do you think it's so compartmentalized that the right hand doesn't really know how much the left hand knows? Or do you think the private sector maybe is holding on to some of the key secrets? Where do you come down on how that information has been divvied up?
Well, I, like many people in this field, was very hesitant to step forward in it and had my own sighting when I was quite young, when I was 19, and did not know what to do with it. I wrote it down as a dream, but yet in the middle of the dream, I actually go into my mother's room and ask her if she sees this UFO that I see. And I realize about 3 or 4 weeks later that it actually did happen and it wasn't a dream, because I approach my mother later and I say, "Mom, did I come into your room and ask you about this?" She said, "Yes, you did. And I was quite concerned for you because you, you know, did not look like you were in your normal state of mind. And I was afraid you were on drugs." And of course, I wasn't. Well, 25 years to the day, practically, I've discovered that I wasn't the only one that had that sighting. And when that happened, a form of disclosure happened internally. And I realized that I was either going to fully accept the reality that I probably had a very close encounter with a huge white rectangular light that was probably 90 feet long and about 6 feet high. I had an hour and a half of missing time. And either I was going to let this inform me, you know, emotionally, psychologically, I was going to accept it, I was going to process it, I was going to allow myself to move forward and read and not be afraid to talk openly about this, or I wasn't. And if I had the courage to allow myself, it would change my life.
What's your professional background?
I'm probably what you might call one of those people who never figured out what they wanted to do, but I'm an artist, and I've worked in a lot of different genres and fields. My educational background is a Bachelor of Science from University of Arizona in Tucson, where I studied textiles. From there, I designed and produced and manufactured women's clothing in Philadelphia, did that for a number of years. Then I had children and decided I was going to be at home with them for a while, and that, of course, didn't last long. I was picked up to do volunteer charity work. I got involved in Jewish women's organizations in Philadelphia and fundraising. I ended up making a documentary film about a friend of mine who was killed in a terrorist bus attack in 1989 in the first Intifada, and raised $100,000 to open a legal aid bureau in Carmel in memory of her to help turn that tragedy inside out and help to do something beneficial in the world to break down the misconceptions about Arab-Israeli relations. That taught me something about filmmaking. It was the first film I ever made. It took 2 years of my life and, you know, cost, you know, lots of toll on my children and family, but I was motivated and driven to do it. Then I ended up opening an events business, and I ran a special events business where I did weddings, bar and bat mitzvahs, I, you know, did flower arrangements. I held people's hands and walked them through life cycle changes. After 10 to 15 years of doing that, I couldn't get excited about the next wedding, and I knew it, and I could no longer authentically be an events coordinator. And I decided that I needed to do something more profound, and I wanted to fully give myself over to doing films, but they had to be films that were paradigm shifting for the expansion of consciousness of humanity. And at the same time, I decided to host events in my local library under the title name Mainline MUFON. Now, I live in Philadelphia on what's called the Main Line.
I used to live near you.
You did. Well, of course, you know the Main Line refers to a train line that goes from Philadelphia to the suburbs.
Across Route 30.
And it's a very conservative community. You know, it's the wealthy suburbs north of the city. And
it's like the Westchester County of Philadelphia.
Yeah. Yes,
very
exactly.
Very much so.
Exactly. So on the one-year anniversary of 9/11, I hosted my first meeting, because at the events of 9/11, many psychic things were happening to me, and I had a lot of guidance that I was supposed to do something to help shift consciousness. And I had
guidance in what sense? From where?
Internal.
Okay.
Some sort of internal sense.
You just felt in your gut, I've got to do this.
Well, I felt that I had to start connecting with my neighbors and helping them open their minds to see that there's something more than what's going on the boob tube. You know, there's something more than reality TV right now that's far more interesting. So
well, reality TV, of course, is not reality, so what can you say?
So I was guided because of the events of 9/11 and because of people's lives that I know were deeply affected and changed, and people that I knew who had lost loved ones, mm-hmm. who approached me and said, Jen, we have to do something. What can you do? So I decided to host regular programs at my local library. I taught myself how to do website stuff. I opened a website called Mainline MUFON, and I was very unsure that this was what I should do. And I thought about it the whole year since 9/11. So I went to my library and said, what day do you have in September? If I'm going to do this, I'll start in September. What day do you have available? The only date they had was September 11th. And I went, oh, my God, what do I think I'm doing? I'm going to do a program on crop circles on September 11th. Who the heck's going to come? It's the one-year anniversary of 9/11. I said, well, it's the only date you have. So I went home, and I thought about it, and I doused on it, and I meditated, and I said, am I supposed to do this, right, you know? And I got this.
Give me a sign.
Give me a sign. You know, I got this resounding yes in my head. So I went, okay. I went back, signed up for the room, and then I'm painting a room in my daughter's bedroom to get her ready for school in August. And I said, all right, if I'm really supposed to do this, like, I need another sign. You know, just, like, give me an omen. Have something happen where I know I'm supposed to do this. An hour and a half later, the phone rings. It's CN8, which is a television network that's seven or eight states in Philadelphia, shot in Philadelphia. A show host there called Lynn Doyle. She has a show called It's Your Call. It's a call-in talk radio show. She wants me to go out and see the movie Signs. Then she wants me to come in and tell her what I think about the movie. So they give me a pre-interview. And she says to me in the pre-interview, do you know anything about crop circles? And I'm on the phone with, you know, a couple of executive producers, and I say, well, why don't I just come down to the studio and bring my film footage? And I've been researching crop circles. That's really my main body of research for 10 years as well. And I said, why don't I come down and show you some footage and let's talk, you know. 7 hours later, they take a lot of my film footage, write amateur photographer over all of it.
Yeah, of course, really the ultimate
they have no
videographer.
Idea. They have no idea. I'm strapped into a helicopter with a door gone on a 45-degree angle shooting this stuff. But they say amateur photographer,
The hubris.
So
yeah, just somebody sitting there with a little camcorder. No big deal.
So, hence, that was my sign that I was actually supposed to move forward. And it was uncanny, the things that have happened since I started Mainline MUFON. Every month in Philadelphia, I run a free public program open to the public. They can come in, and I've brought in the likes of Rich Dolan, Peter Robbins, Stanton Friedman, Zachariah Sitchin, David Jacobs, and you name it. You can go to the website.
Well, David Jacobs is your neighbor.
He's my neighbor. We're friends. And it's been a very moving and powerful transformative process for me. After every program we have, somebody comes up from the audience, shy, meek, and says, you know, I have a story. I have a story, and I've learned to listen and be compassionate about the disclosure that's happening for them.
And isn't that the thing, too, that maybe even if the governments never wanted to disclose anything, certain events to the wrong people could happen, unpredictably, of course, and suddenly they're forced to reveal something in response, you know, just like we were mentioning with, you know, Peter Robbins before, famous show business personalities are reporting UFO abductions. Fran Drescher.
Sammy Hagar.
Yeah. Sure. You know, more and more people like them.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly you have to pay attention. Oh, they're just wacky movie stars. Don't pay attention to them. That's the reaction now. But how long can that continue? Jennifer Stein joins Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is there a secret UFO agenda? Do strange creatures from the darkest corners of the mind roam the earth? Is there evidence for mind control, time travel, or devious government conspiracies? Find out the inside scoop on the latest conspiracies, paranormal activity, and Freudian phenomena when you subscribe to Tim Beckley's Conspiracy Journal. It's jam-packed with stories, special book and DVD promotions, and the best news, it's absolutely free, sent right to your mailbox. Plus, a bonus free email newsletter sent out every Friday. Simply send an email with your name and address to MrUFO@webtv.net. That's MrUFO@webtv.net. Find out what they don't want you to know.
BePrepared.com is making deals because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. Stay tuned for a free offer from BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. Now the sale items. Right now through March 9th, save 32% on freeze-dried chicken breast, $140 on a year's supply of basics, and save on the best-tasting instant non-fat dry milk and heirloom garden seeds. All of this and more, all at BePrepared.com. Plus, order $75 or more and get a free $25 gift card by using promo code Genesis35 at checkout at BePrepared.com. Limit one per customer. This sale ends March 9th. Call 800-222-9596 and experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-222-9596. Hurry, sale ends March 9th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Ahem.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part? This $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Hi, my name is Richard Dolan. You're listening to the Paracast.
Jennifer Stein joins Gene and Chris on location. Who could have thunk it?
Yeah, I'm having a great time, Gene. Jen, thank you so much for being here. Again, congratulations on a three-year process that... At one point, I think we lost one of our hard drives that we thought the project had died and we couldn't resuscitate it for technical reasons. And I'll tell you...
And you didn't have Mosey backup or crash plan or something like that.
We had backup, but it was spread across four drives.
Sure,
Doing video is quite a process, as many of our listeners are probably aware. It's not easy. It's not like... pointing your little camcorder at a subject and getting an Evie Award. It was a lot of sweat, tears, a lot of money, a lot of talent went into this.
And a lot of revision, willingness to step back,
exactly.
make it better.
It was a team effort. Anytime you have a team effort, you're going to come up, I think, with a better quality product and a better project. Now, what sort of parameters, and this is interesting because I've never asked you this, when you sat these folks down, did you actually give them a certain parameter or subject matter to talk about, or did you just let them go with it? Because I noticed that some of the pairings tended to really focus in on certain elements of disclosure, whether it's cultural, government, technological, the implications, religious. Did you actually lead them and prompt them, or did you just say, hey, this is a subject, go for it?
Well, we did do some pre-shoot planning, mm-hmm. and I worked that out a little bit with Stephen Bassett in that we planned to shoot at one of his last X conferences that he hosted at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. So working with Steve, I was able to know who were the conference presenters who were going to be there, what their backgrounds were, when they were speaking, and when we could steal them away. So there's a lot of pre-scheduling that went into behind-the-scenes work.
And that can be rough, too, believe me.
I contacted them months in advance and said, you're going to be at this conference. I want you to be aware that we're going to ask you to do an interview with us. I sent them pre-releases and things like that, so we have all that clear by the time we were ready to start to shoot. And then when they came to the room, I said to them, this is a new project that's never been done before. Nothing like this has really ever been attempted, but we're interested in dealing with the topic of UFOs, the topic of disclosure, but To everyone, that means something else, and it's very personal. So we want you to be in dialogue and ask one another questions that you've always wanted to know of each other.
Yeah.
So I kind of gave them free rein, but I watched the clock. I put the tapes in. I set the sound. I said, wait a minute, test here, test there.
Right.
And then I basically said, one, two, three, go.
Go.
And introduce yourself. These are the things I need you to say. But beyond that, I need you to be really authentic. And I also encourage them to be willing to take risks,
yeah,
willing to ask questions that they might be afraid what kind of reaction they might get, but something new and special would happen. So it was my version of a reality documentary, but trying to go more in depth under the surface, because I knew new things would surface that I would never know to ask.
Well, you know, what really amazed me is you got 20 plus people talking about a single topic in pairs, and there was very little overlap. As an editor, I mean, to me, it was just so, it was like this cornucopia of wonderful data and incredible information that me, as someone long time involved in this field, and you know, I'm a bit of a researcher, I learned so much from just sitting down and listening to these dialogues. And to me, it was like a kid in a candy store. I was able to have all these wonderful points of view, and it just, you know, the whole way the thing unfolded, I think, thematically, was due to the fact that each of these pairings, I mean, I think it was brilliant on your part, the way that you paired specific individuals, because they naturally came up with a really neat give and take, and for me, it was a real wonder and a joy to actually put this thing together. Even though I disagreed with a lot of what I was hearing, I learned a lot, and I really, I tip my hat to you publicly about that.
Well, Chris, may I also tip my hat to you, because this project probably would not have gotten the legs that it got if it didn't have someone with an insight and background in this topic, as you did. And, of course, the talent and expertise and diligence, due diligence that you put into making it happen. And Ron and I are very grateful for you.
Now, those who haven't seen the film, and we only have a few moments left this week, and we're going to have you back in the future, Jennifer, what can you tell our listeners that they should expect to see if you're going to watch all so many hours?
Well, 10 or 12 hours, yeah.
Sure.
Well, the first thing I would say is this is a great piece to share with friends and family. It's also a piece that allows you to go into any chapter of it. Like a book, you can sit down and reread or pick up any chapter you want. This is a chapter DVD of dialogues.
Each one is not dependent on the one that
comes
after.
Yeah, no,
you
they're all standalone.
You can put the DVD in your player and pick anything you want to watch.
Sure. Yeah.
And there's our film that we won here. Actually, we won these two awards, which is really a great honor. That's the first of five DVDs. So it's 10 hours worth of film footage, basically for $29.95. It's really a very unique product. Most DVDs that are out there are an hour and 20 minutes, and they're selling them for $29.95.
And production values aren't very good. And one thing I saw even from the promotional pieces, this is professional work. This is work that you can play this thing on television, and say this is a professional film.
Yes, and we'd be very interested in communicating with anyone who's interested in hosting a screening of the first DVD. I think that Ron James would be very happy to also have some of this information get out there. We would like to talk to them. Please, you know, contact Ron James or myself. I can be reached through mainlinemufon.com, and soon I'll create a website for my production company, On Wings Productions.
So I'll ask you, what's the sequel?
What's the sequel?
Okay, it has to be a sequel, you know.
Well, what might be very interesting?
Disclosure Dialogues 2.
Well, it might be very interesting. I can tell you Stephen Bassett would love to see that.
Yeah.
And I can tell you there are many top experts who would and could and should
be in a
sequel.
Yeah.
And that might be a very noble project. I would actually like to see a spin-off project of this, which was part of the original intention. I see the spiritual communities and Danny Sheehan really stepping forward with Open Minds Ministries and making a DVD possibly of just his interview with Danny and the interview between Danny and Richard Dolan, giving that to spiritual communities and saying, when the spiritual community is ready, this is a first step of a bigger project that you might like to know about.
And the other question would be, what about
interesting a network, not even necessarily the NBC, CBS, or Fox, but the cable network to show this film. Is that possible, or is that something that...
Well, if Ron will give me permission, I've got three cable networks in Philly who already want it.
Yeah. I'm thinking of national cable networks. I'm thinking like Sci-Fi. I'm thinking of Discovery, things like
that.
Well,
heck, we'd love to talk to them.
Sure,
but we'd
sure.
also like to make back our investments if
we
can.
Yeah,
you know,
it was not an inexpensive project. It took 3 years to get this, put this thing
I would imagine.
And
sure.
shooting on multiple coasts.
And multiple gear, and it's,
And multiple purchases of drives and things
like
that.
Right, yeah.
So we'd like to recoup our expenses. And the other goal of this film is that each person that is in it, Rich Dolan and Nick Pope, can all have their own link. They can all sell the films through their own website, through their participation in it. And by doing so, they will each make a small profit in
it. Right, and get the word out.
It's not about us as filmmakers. It's about the mission and the goal and the... whole topic of disclosure.
Well, educate people. They've got to. This is a perfect vehicle to educate yourself about the topic. It is such a loaded word when you use that disclosure word, and a lot of people are in confusion about it.
We're just about out of time here, and that clock I cannot change. What happens? I can't go into the wrong time zone. Jennifer Stein, tell our listeners once again, because you mentioned it before, where they can find more of your stuff.
Well, for now, it's just my nonprofit organization, www.mainlinemufon.com. It's a fast, easy way to connect with me, or through Facebook, Googling me or Mainline Mufon on Facebook. But I'll load a website soon for myself and On Wings Productions.
Chris, tell our listeners about your stuff.
OurStrangePlanet.com and at forum.theparacast.com. We have one of the most active forum audiences and participants out there, and we... look forward to seeing you there.
And remember, on Twitter, we are the Paracast. Okay? Jennifer Stein, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.